Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Private Equity Playbook by Adam Coffey is a practical business guide to understanding and working effectively with private equity. Written from the viewpoint of an operator rather than an investor, it is aimed at founders, executives, and leadership teams who are considering a sale, recapitalization, or a management role inside a PE-backed company. Coffey draws on his career leading multiple PE-backed operating companies to explain what private equity is, what it is not, and why the incentives of owners and managers can align when the partnership is structured well. The book functions as a management-oriented field manual. It explains how deals typically progress, what management should expect during diligence and after closing, and which operational levers tend to matter most under PE ownership. Along the way, it emphasizes disciplined execution, clear metrics, and culture building, while encouraging readers to evaluate potential partners carefully instead of treating the buyer as a black box. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how private equity works and why incentives drive behavior. A central contribution of the book is a plain language explanation of the private equity model and the incentive system behind it. Coffey frames PE as a professional ownership structure with a defined time horizon, a reliance on measurable value creation, and a focus on aligning management with outcomes. Rather than presenting private equity as purely financial engineering, he describes the typical roles of sponsors, lenders, boards, and operating leadership, and how decisions are shaped by return targets and exit timing. For managers, the practical point is expectation setting. A PE-backed company usually operates with higher urgency, tighter measurement, and more explicit accountability than a founder-run firm. That can feel unfamiliar, but it also creates clarity about priorities and resources. The book encourages leaders to understand what owners need to see, such as credible growth plans, predictable cash generation, and risk control, and to translate those needs into operating rhythms. By focusing on incentives and structure, Coffey helps readers interpret common PE behaviors as rational responses to the model and prepares them to communicate in terms that resonate with sponsors and boards. Secondly, becoming attractive to buyers and choosing the right partner, Coffey positions preparedness as a competitive advantage for any company seeking capital or an exit. He discusses how management teams can make a business more compelling to private equity by reducing key person dependence, building a capable leadership bench, documenting processes, and demonstrating repeatable performance. The goal is not to dress up results, but to lower perceived risk and increase confidence in the forecast. An important complementary idea is that sellers and managers should evaluate private equity firms just as seriously as firms evaluate targets. The book highlights the importance of fit, including industry understanding, approach to governance, and how the sponsor supports portfolio companies. It also emphasizes checking the credibility and capability of the buyer, because the resources and decision-making style of a sponsor can materially affect outcomes after closing. This reverse diligence mindset helps founders avoid misaligned partners and helps incoming executives assess whether a role will be supported with realistic strategy, adequate capital, and constructive board engagement. In short, the book treats partner selection as a strategic decision, not a price-only transaction. Thirdly, due diligence and the management role during a transaction. The playbook describes the transaction period as a test of leadership, transparency, and operational command. Coffey explains why diligence can feel intense. Investors and lenders are validating the quality of earnings, the durability of customers, and the scalability of operations, while also assessing the leadership team. For management, the key is to stay organized and proactive, treating diligence as a project with clear owners, timelines, and data definitions. The book encourages leaders to anticipate questions, present performance drivers clearly, and be careful about overpromising. It also stresses that diligence is not only about finances, but about how the business really runs: pricing discipline, service quality, talent depth, and operational bottlenecks. This period can uncover weaknesses, but it can also surface opportunities to improve how the company measures itself and makes decisions. Coffey also ties diligence to negotiation dynamics, including how credibility affects valuation discussions and how uncertainty can shift leverage, by framing diligence as operational storytelling supported by data. But he helps managers understand what information matters most and how to represent the business faithfully while protecting momentum in the day-to-day operation. Fourthly, value creation in PE-backed companies' growth, pricing, and execution. A recurring theme is that PE success is often built on operational fundamentals rather than exotic deal structures. Coffey emphasizes growth strategies that management can control, including improving sales execution, strengthening customer retention, and expanding through disciplined acquisitions when appropriate. He also highlights pricing as a major lever, understanding who owns pricing decisions, building confidence to adjust pricing, and using data to monitor margin impact. Another operational focus is removing bottlenecks created by founders or overstretched executives. The book encourages building scalable processes, delegating decision rights, and investing in systems that support repeatable delivery. Under PE ownership, reporting and metrics typically become more rigorous, and Coffee treats that rigor as an asset when it drives better decisions rather than bureaucracy. The leadership lesson is to connect daily execution to the value creation plan shared with the board so that initiatives translate into measurable outcomes. This topic is especially useful for managers new to PE environments because it clarifies what owners tend to prioritize and how operational excellence and growth planning reinforce each other over the holding period. Lastly, equity rollover, alignment, and thinking ahead to the next exit. The book explains why many private equity transactions are not a single endpoint, but a stage in a longer wealth and career journey. Coffee discusses the logic of equity participation for management, and, for founders, the concept of rolling over some equity rather than selling everything at once. The core idea is alignment when leaders have meaningful ownership. They share an upside created by operational improvements and growth, and their incentives match the sponsor's goals. At the same time, the book cautions that equity is only valuable if the business performs and the partnership works. So leaders should understand how incentives are structured and what must happen for the equity to pay off. Coffee also connects alignment to governance and communication. Clear expectations, consistent operating cadence and transparency reduce surprises and keep the organization focused on the end goal, a successful exit or recapitalization, by encouraging readers to think in terms of a multi-step journey. The playbook helps founders weigh liquidity versus future upside and helps executives evaluate roles not just by salary, but by the quality of the opportunity. The sponsor relationship and the realistic path to value creation and exit. In conclusion, the private equity playbook is best suited to founders weighing a sale or recapitalization, executives being recruited into PE-backed leadership roles, and managers who want a practical orientation to how sponsors think and operate. Readers benefit most if they want to reduce uncertainty around the process and improve their ability to communicate with investors, lenders, and boards using the language of risk, growth, and measurable performance. The main practical payoff is greater readiness, understanding what diligence will test, what operating cadence may change after closing, and which levers typically drive value during a holding period. It also pushes readers to be more deliberate about partner choice, emphasizing that culture, governance style, and credibility matter as much as headline valuation. Compared with many private equity books that focus on fund mechanics or investor returns, Coffee offers an operator-centered perspective. That makes the book particularly valuable for people inside the company who must execute the plan, lead teams through change, and preserve momentum while ownership evolves. Its standout quality is the combination of demystification and action orientation, helping readers approach private equity as a structured partnership that can be navigated well with preparation, discipline, and alignment. If you would like to support Adam Coffee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.